right, welcome, dear podcast listeners, to another episode of Between the Bubbles. We are excited to be here. We are recording very, very early on Saturday morning because Darren's got some plans, but we're glad to be here, glad to be recording, and glad to have this episode
so
ready for you.
So please ignore my morning voice, at least. As you can tell, it's probably about 5 octaves lower than it usually is.
Yeah, it happens. It's endearing. I'm sure that as the episode goes on, our voices will warm up and will, you know, go up an octave or so. But that's what happens. Anyway, this is a news episode, obviously, so we have lots of exciting information for you this week. A lot of Marvel news, no real DC news, because nothing notable happened in the DC universe.
Really.
But we do have some funny news about Todd McFarlane. But let's get talking. Let's talk some animated movie stuff.
Yes, because with DC and Marvel, Marvel obviously takes the cake when it comes to movies and theaters.
Oh, without a doubt.
But DC, when it comes to home animated movies, just is amazing.
Blows them out of the water.
Yeah, and Marvel has, I don't know, I haven't seen one Marvel movie that I've actually loved when it comes to the animated home releases.
Well, yeah, I don't own any of them. I own like 4 or 5 of the Warner animated ones, but I don't own a single Marvel animated
Batman
movie.
Oh, yeah, Batman Under the Red Hood. I even like Superman Elite a lot. I've watched half of Wonder Woman, which was great. I was going to finish it, then I moved halfway through the week, so I need to finish that one. Justice League New Frontier. I mean, it just list goes on and on and on. Unfortunately, we found out that Warner Premiere, who is the studio that animates and releases the DC animated movies, is going to basically shut down after the release of The Dark Knight Rises Part 2.
But at least they're finishing Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, that's what I meant, Dark Knight Returns Part 2. But it's sad. Anyway, but it's come out that they are going to release a movie starring Hulk and Iron Man to basically help attract and bring in these new movie fans that like the Avengers. And this actually sounds really, really cool.
And it looks great.
Oh, yeah. It's CG and traditional animation. It looks kind of cel-shaded. And, okay, so here's the premise. The Zax, who is an energy villain, and if you've ever seen Avengers Earth Mightiest Heroes, he was in one of the first episodes in Season 1. And if you're familiar with the comics, obviously you know who he is. But so he does something that causes Hulk and Iron Man to show up at the scene at the same time. Of course, they don't know each other, and a big, huge brawl ensues. So now we get to see who would win, Hulk or Iron Man. I'm guessing Hulk because I'm a huge Hulk fan, and look, let's be straight. It's the Hulk. But then, of course, they, you know, bond and work together and blah, blah, blah. But who doesn't want to see Iron Man and Hulk duke it out in hopefully beautiful choreographed fashion? And that's, I think, the selling or the potential of making a great or bad will be, for me, honestly, is how does that first fight work out?
For sure.
Because if it's kind of lame, then you know the rest of the movie is just going to be disappointing. And I don't know why I'm putting so much focus on that first fight scene, but I think that will really tell how this movie is going to turn out.
Oh, I totally agree with you. I do think it's a little ridiculous that they're going to do that original, like that old-fashioned trope of, well, let's fight and then let's team up. I mean, I get tired of that in comics after a while. I mean, name me a team-up that hasn't happened during lately other than Swamp Man or Swamp Thing and Animal Man.
Yeah,
that is
the only one
I can think of in the last year of reading comics, that when two superheroes run into each other, they're not like, let's fight! No, let's be friends!
It's because
like,
they think we as the fans want to see that, which we kind of do, but at the same time, we don't always need to, and it does
you don't,
get over.
But here's the thing, you don't need to start with it.
No,
you could use it. You could pepper it liberally throughout the team up for various and sundry reasons.
That'd actually be more
poignant. Have them first team up and then have their methods or their morals or their aims diverge. That could be interesting. Have it end in ruin and fight. That would be way more interesting.
Yeah, it'd be more meaningful.
And team up.
Yeah, it'd be a lot more meaningful. Anyway, so it looks like a great.
Still looks like it'll be fun.
Yeah, so it's going to be Iron Man and Hulk Heroes United. That's going to be called. Comes out
April 23rd.
Yep.
The day of the book, so you should all be reading instead of watch that, but you can watch it the next day. I'm kidding. You can watch it on that day, too. Just read a lot of comic books that day for the day of the book. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about comic books. There was a lot of news from Jonathan Hickman about Avengers and New Avengers. For those of you who don't know Jonathan Hickman, he's been writing Fantastic Four and FF, Future Foundation, for Marvel for the last couple of years. He's also been doing a lot of creator-owned stuff with Image that I've been buying and really loving, like the Manhattan Project and Secret. So I haven't read his run on Fantastic Four or FF, but I've really loved his creator-owned stuff. And he is the new architect of the Avengers, just like Bendis has been the architect of the Avengers for the past 12 years or so. So Hickman's taken over both Avengers and New Avengers in December and January, respectively. And he talked a little bit about his plans for these teams this last week, and it sounds interesting. First off, Avengers is going to be a book that's going to release twice monthly. It's going to have a rotating team twice monthly every month. It's a 24-book year thing. That's why he's got like seven artists that are going to be working with him on it. It's very ambitious.
But having seven artists, that could be detrimental. I like consistency with my art.
I know. It depends on whether or not their art works together. Because, I don't know how it's going to work out. But still, that's pretty cool that they're going to release 24 a year.
As I said, it's very ambitious.
It's extremely ambitious. Anyway, the cast is going to have a rotating group of about 24 people. And he said that as he's fleshed out this team, at least half of them are women or minorities.
Oh,
so,
really?
A little bit of progress, especially compared to, say, the Justice League. That has the one token woman and the one token minority.
Who's not even fully human.
Yeah, exactly. Although, I did have to say, when he said it in his interview that he's trying to make it more like the real world, I couldn't help but think to myself, 52% of the planet is female, and, you know, maybe 20% of the planet is white. So, if you really wanted it to reflect the world, there needs to be two, maybe three white guys on the team.
Oh, yeah.
Granted, let it be Iron Man, because he's the richest man, and of course the white people are the rich people on the planet. I'm making fun of white people. They deserve it. we've been on top too long, white people. We have been on top too long. Anyway, so this is going to be a big, impressive, idealistic book. That's what he says. It's going to be very, like, exciting and, like, just really full of hope and excitement. The flip side of that coin is the new Avengers. It's essentially going to be a relaunch of Bendis's Illuminati team. So it's going to be Captain America, Iron Man, Doctor Strange, the Black Bolt.
Doctor Strange.
He works okay in tandem with other people. I don't like him as a singular character, but he worked okay in the Illuminati stuff before. We've also got Namor, which I don't know how we're going to get Namor back from being the douchebag he was in AVX. Mr. Fantastic, Beast, who's taking Charles Xavier's place because obviously...
That actually kind of makes sense.
He's dead. And Black Panther.
Really?
Who was approached to be a member of the Illuminati but turned them down.
But now he's
going to join. And that's going to be those eight guys are going to be the new Avengers. And this is going to be the polar opposite of the Avengers team, where the Avengers is impressive and idealistic. New Avengers is going to be dark and apocalyptic.
Really?
It's going to have a very different tone. It's going to be a very different book.
So is this
And
part
so the
of-
two will work in tandem. If you're reading both, you'll get that much more out of it, but you won't have to read both.
So is this going to be part of the Marvel Now launch?
Yep. December is when New Avengers starts, or regular Avengers starts. January is when New Avengers drops.
Really?
Yep. So, potentially, you could get three Jonathan Hickman Avengers books a month and really dig into the Avengers mythos if you feel so inclined.
Wow.
It's pretty impressive.
That sounds...
And he's still going to be writing Manhattan Projects. It's a man.
I don't get how people do this.
He's awesome.
If you write 24 issues in a year... And then you have
and 12 of New Avengers, and Manhattan Projects has published every single month. Secret's been really dodgy. The first one came out in February. The second one came out in May or June. We're still waiting for the third. So I don't know whether it's the artist. I don't know whether it's him. But that one is a dodgy release schedule. We're supposed to be, like, according to the cover art and the back images, the page of the Image comics, we should be to issue 5 or 6 by now. We're at issue 2. But still, it's pretty impressive.
There you go.
And he has been releasing Fantastic Four and FF every single month for the past 2 years on top of all that other stuff. But it'll be like a whole other book because he's doing 24 Avengers books a year. It'll be interesting. Yeah. I'm hopeful. I really like Hickman's style. I don't know if I'll be able to afford to buy both of those every month. If I lean towards one, it'll probably be the New Avengers.
Yeah, because it has more minorities and whatnot. And...
Well, no, that's the Avengers. But twice a month is a lot.
That's the one.
I have been drastically reimagining my pull list, though. There's going to be some old standbys I've been reviewing for months now that are going to be falling off the list.
Yeah, it's true.
But that's what happens. All this new stuff with Marvel Now is coming out, so I'm going to have to put some of the other stuff to the side, taste the waters in the Marvel Now stuff, and decide what I want to keep buying.
Yeah.
I think I'll be buying a lot of first and second issues and not a lot of third and fourth issues, simply because I won't be able to afford it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's talk some more Marvel news. S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show news. We have some ideas of who the cast is going to be, what they're going to be like. Let's talk a little bit about the cast, Darren.
Yeah, so there's five characters that came out of who will be the main people for the new S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show. And this sounds like characters that Joss Whedon has kind of used before.
They sound like tropes that he's used to using, which is gives us hope because it should be good.
All right, so the first one, Skye, is a late 20s woman, sounds like a dream, fun, smart, caring, confident, with an ability to get the upper hand by using her wit and charm. That is definitive Joss Whedon.
It sure is.
So, Agent Grant Ward, quite the physical specimen and cool under fire. He sometimes botches interpersonal relations. He's a quiet one with a bit of a temper, but he's the kind of guy that grows on you. Who is the character in Firefly that's the big, strong, dumb guy?
Jane?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
But here's the thing, as I'm listening to these, clearly Joss is not the one who wrote these. This sounds nothing like Joss.
No.
The characters, like when you like decipher what this character will actually be like, yeah, these are Joss tropes, but he clearly didn't write this copy.
So then Agent Althea Rice.
Cute confidence.
Yeah, I know,
using
right?
her wit. That's just not that's the way not Joss Whedon writes.
Also known as the Cavalry, this hardcore soldier has crazy skills when it comes to weapons and being a pilot, but her experiences have left her very quiet and little damage. It's a woman!
Yes! I am so excited. I love the fact that Joss does strong, awesome women characters.
Because let's be honest, when I was reading that, were you thinking of a woman? No, you were thinking of a man.
You were thinking of a dude, you sexist listener. Just kidding. No. We love you, listeners. You're not sexist.
I'll be straight. I was thinking the same exact thing because that's what it usually is.
Yeah, it's inherent sexism. It's like societal sexism. We're not saying that you, specific listener, are sexist. We're saying that the society in which you live and in which you have built your idea of pop culture is sexist. So that's why.
I'm calling myself sexist because I was thinking of a man.
Yeah, I'd already read it, so when I heard that, I was like, yeah, that's going to be a lady. So, that's great.
All right,
she's going to kick butt.
Yeah, then the last two, Agent Leo Fitz and Agent Gemma Simmons, or maybe it's Simmons. I guess we'll find out. These two came through training together and still choose to spend most of their time in each other's company, so obviously there's a little romance going on there.
Or maybe just biffleness.
Hawkeye and Black Widow and the Avengers were not...
Or Hawkeye in the comic books.
Hawkeye and Hawkeye?
Big Hawkeye and Little Kate Bishop
Hawkeye. Yeah.
There's nothing romantic, because what does he say there in that last issue, number two? He's like, well, I didn't want to sleep with you the first time I met you. Which we'll talk about in tomorrow's episode, the review episode, how much of a skeeve Hawkeye is. Hilariously/ inappropriately. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
So then their sibling-like sibling-like relationship is reinforced by their shared nerd tendencies. She deals with biology and chemistry. He's a whiz at the technical side of weaponry. These character bios get me very excited for the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show.
And the interesting thing is, predominantly female.
Yep.
Three female, one or two male cast members.
Yep. And who's the main...
And who's going to be the focal point?
The female character.
Skye.
Yep.
I'm really excited for this show because... There is a dearth of awesome shows with good female leads on TV right now. Parks and Recreation, and that's about it.
Yeah.
I mean, 30 Rock sort of, but Liz Lemon is such a mess on that show because everybody's such a mess on that show. But like strong, confident female leads that I would say to my daughters, be like this person. Leslie Knope is about it. So I would love for there to be another person that I can say to my daughters, dear daughters, this is the person. Anyway, I'm excited for that show.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. The more I hear, the more excited I get. All right, one last piece of news, and this is a funny piece of news. In case you didn't know, Todd McFarlane is a jerk. He's a huge, huge jerk because he never is not suing somebody. Like, he just barely finished his suit with Neil Gaiman over the creation of the character Angela in, like, issue 11 of Spawn. So this has been a dispute that's been going on since 1992.
Who won that dispute?
Gaiman. Gaiman did win ownership of the character Angela, which he should have because he created her. And you know Todd McFarlane for being all into doing creator-owned comics and starting Image, which the big thing was that the creators own their own stuff. For you to then poo-poo all over anyone who creates stuff and then say, no, it's mine, it's pretty hypocritical, buddy. Anyway, what's happening here, he's suing his former employee Al Simmons for saying he was the inspiration for this character of Spawn, whose alter ego name is Al Simmons. Also, this Al Simmons, who used to work for Todd McFarlane, would go to comic conventions in the mid-90s in a Spawn outfit. With Todd McFarlane in the Image
booth.
Before
Spawn was created or while he was created?
Or after he was created. Yeah. He went as Spawn, in character, to the booth. I mean,
not Todd.
Well, he was there with Todd.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but he's not the one that was...
Anyway, so he wrote an autobiography about being Spawn, like what it was like being the inspiration for Spawn and all this kind of stuff. And McFarlane is... McFarlane originally relented and said, that's fine. Here's a bunch of quotes from me you can put in the book. But now he's like, no, I'm taking all of it back. He's the worst. Todd McFarlane,
why?
What
was his reasoning behind it?
He's just a litigious mother. Like, that's just what he does. He just... I feel like he's a crazy person when it comes to suing people. He's just a crazy person. It's a simple...
Obviously. I mean, what?
Anyway.
All signs point to yes.
Yeah. Anyway, obviously, I hope Al Simmons wins so that he can continue to say that Al Simmons, Black Man, is the inspiration for Al Simmons, Black Man, Spawn. Come on. It's pretty patently obvious. Anyway, I think it's silly. I think it's silly, and I think Todd McFarlane's a jerk. So anyway, that's our news for today. We had some interesting stuff. We had some fun stuff. But we hope you enjoyed it. Let us know what you think about these news items, especially the ones that we're really looking forward to. What do you think about the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show? Is there an inherent sexist problem in our culture, and that's why we automatically thought that the cavalry lady was going to be a dude? Or how do you feel about the new Avengers and the Avengers stuff from Hickman? Let us know here. Let us on our blog, on our Facebook, on our Twitter. You can email us, talkatbetweenthebubbles.com. We'd love to hear from you. And as always, happy reading. This has been a news episode of Between the Bubbles. We thank you all for listening today. Our bumper music is provided by Love Supine and Kevin McLeod. We're produced by Almost Midnight Media and are released under a Creative Commons license.